Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batchelor with my colleague David Livingston, Dr. Space. On Hotel Mars, we speak with a NASA astronomer, Steve Howell, about a new exoplanet discovery. Speculoos is the name of the red dwarf star, only 55 light years from Earth. It has one planet now of great interest called Speculoos 3b. Speculoos, by the way, is a cookie very popular in Northern Europe. Speculoos 3b is roughly Earth size, goes around the red dwarf every 17 days. Why it's of interest is what Steve explains and what it tells us about more planets we're going to find about around red dwarfs, the most commonplace of all stars in our galaxy, perhaps in the universe. Our star, the Sun, is a yellow dwarf, much hotter than a red dwarf. Here's Steve Howell of NASA explaining Speculoos 3b and the search for life, conditions of life, something that might sustain life if it wasn't so hot. More of this later.
Now, this planet is not going to probably have any kind of life or liquid water on its surface. And in fact, it's probably not even going to have an atmosphere. It's 500 and some degrees on its surface. So it's very, very hot. So any atmosphere or any water would have boiled away. So this planet will not be a planet where we think life could be. But the advantage of it being so hot is the planet itself is fairly bright. So we'll be able to study the actual composition of the surface of a planet that's roughly the size of the Earth and find out if it does have any little atmosphere or if it's made of the same rocky material that the Earth is made of.